קדוש במהירו ויומנו, בסן חלקנו וסוער עושכו. שיבונה ביסמי קדוש במהירו ויומנו, יהי רצוי מלכון אחור רצוי נהי. שיבונה
Wow, talking about some pipes.
That's incredible. Okay, Cantor Yitzhak Meir Helfgott with Yitzhak Perlman on the violin from a CD called Eternal Echoes, Songs and Dances for the Soul. All right, so Chris is on his way. He's running a little bit late, so I'm going to be here at the controls for a few more minutes. And let's see, we're going to stop this one. Yeah. All right, we'll go to something from the Yuval Ron Ensemble featuring Nahua Gibran. And I saw them live actually out at Brandeis quite a few years ago. Sacred Music of the Middle East under the Olive Tree. And
thank you. We'll call this a souvenir. I call it criminal. Many of the world's most magnificent animals are being pushed towards extinction by the illegal trade in products made from their body parts. When you travel abroad, you may be offered some of these products. They might look nothing like the animal itself, but don't be fooled. An animal's been killed to make one of these. Thanks anyway. Drop me a postcard instead. Please, remember, when the buying stops, the killing can too.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Purple rain. Honey, I know the times are changing. It's time we all reach out for the new. That means you, that means me. I only want to see you, baby, in a purple rain.
WMFO in Medford, happy 65th birthday to Prince today. I'm going to be playing some Prince for you and some Prince prodigies. Basically all Prince till 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to Freeform Station. WMFO in Medford.
Never mind the bird feed, honey, just tell me your name. You won't have that long if I get my way in this game. My reputation precedes me, call it claim to fame. They know me around the world, you want me just the same. Why should you be satisfied with just heaven and earth? When you look around, there's so much more to the universe. Maybe every shining star is just another part. If you and I could ever open up our dirty heart. Same minerals and chemicals of space. You carry within your womb, that's how we got to this place. This might seem a bit serious, but if it turned you on, come with me now, let's get nice till serious is gone. Why should you be satisfied with just heaven and earth? When if you look around, there's so much more to the universe. Maybe every shining star is just another part. If you and I could ever open up our dirty heart. Good night. Love is much too small a word for what you feel for me. If you ever let me explore your anatomy. And I lost in each other, prisoners yet free. Come on, darling, let's get down to the beginning endlessly. Let's get down. Manning and Leslie. Let's get down.
Girl, I'd love to show you. That's it, that's it. Hold on.
WMFO in Medford, happy 65th birthday to Prince. He would have been 65 years old today, and he passed away, what, 4 years ago or 5 years ago? 4 years ago, I believe. In the background, Holly Rock. This was a Sheila E. tune. This is Prince's version of it.
Somebody. my toy box. I'm not bullshitting, Steph. Yes.
Happy birthday to Prince. He would have been 65 today. I'm playing Prince songs, and I'm playing his protégés or other artists that either the lyrics were written by Prince, or the song has music by Prince, or Prince sings in it, something like that. Like, a lot of people probably don't know this, but Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac knew Prince, and he actually wrote a song specifically for her. This is Stand Back here on, well, let's call it The Prince Show. Why not? It's The Prince Show with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks to Joyce the Voice for sticking around while I was in traffic. And if you got any good Prince stories, you can call on in. You want to make a request, 855-915-WMFO. I've got some hits. I've got some B-sides. I have some other Prince protégé songs and some remixes and what have you. Happy birthday to Prince. He would have been 65 years old today, and he is sorely missed. He had the Minneapolis sound, and he was a huge influence on rock and roll and R&B and blues, and he was great. He was my favorite artist. Anyway, Prince, here's Stevie Nicks.
I walk by just an invitation, but I've been just fine.
As Stevie Nicks with Prince on the synthesizers. He came in to the studio for the day. She called him out of the blue and said, hey, I was listening to Little Red Corvette with my new husband on the radio, and they were humming along to it, and she wrote the song, and Prince ended up showing up, and he said, you know what, let's split the proceeds 50-50, and he went uncredited, but that is Prince right in the background there, and supposedly the producer, Jimmy, what is it, Iovine, or whatever the hell his name was, he couldn't figure out the drum machine, neither could Stevie Nicks, so Prince figured out the drum machine for them, too, and put that in there. So it does sound quite like a Prince song from, 1999, the Purple Rain era there. Stevie Nicks with Stand Back. Pretty good. Good stuff, and that song's lasted a lot longer than Stevie Nicks' marriages did, because that one lasted, her marriage lasted like less than a year, I think, to this guy named Kim Anderson. Anyway, that's it for Stevie Nicks. On to more Prince. Let's put one in there. This one is from his penultimate album, I believe. It's Mr. Nelson here on The Prince Show, here with you until 7 p.m. Happy birthday to Prince. And he would have been 65 today. He would have been old enough to retire. I don't think he ever would have retired. Should have retired from the fentanyl. But other than that, he never would have retired. Music, I mean, the guy was all about music. He was great. Great entertainer. Very entertaining man. All right, here we go. Mr. Nelson from the Hit and Run Phase 1 album from 2014. Mr. Nelson.
Mr. Nelson. Mr. Nelson. Mr. Nelson.
We don't need no clouds, no. We don't need no clouds, no.
Where you are now is a place that does not require time, time, time.
There you go, Mr. Nelson. Of course, that was Prince's real last name. In background, All the Critics Love You in New York from 1999. Great tune. Hope you guys are doing well. It's Medford, Massachusetts. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, I should say. And my name is Chris Earle, and I got an AARP letter in the mail like yesterday. I'm like, this is a first. I'm like, am I officially old now? I guess so. Got an AARP in the an op. I'm like, jeez. I got my dates wrong, too. That's what happens when you get older, too, and you had a busy day. I'm like, I don't know my dates, but I said Prince died 4 years ago. He died 2016. He's been gone 7 years. Died April 21st in 2016, and today would have been his 65th birthday, and that's why I'm doing this. Why not? You're with you until 7 p.m. I got a couple of requests that came in. If you want to call and make a request, 855-915-WMFO. There's 855-915-9636. My name is Chris Earle. I normally am here every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. And I've done all kinds of different shows over the years. The latest is called What Is This? Where I usually play odd music. And then I talk about the odd music afterwards. And I'll have my co-host with me from time to time, Derek. We should be back next week, but who the hell knows? You never know what's going to happen in life, as Prince proves. I didn't think I'd be doing a show about his 65th birthday, 7 years after he died, but here we are. Everything hurts at this point as you get older. Like, fingers hurt, ankles, knees. Prince used to be a great dancer. He used to dance all around that stage like a madman. And then I think he blew out both ankles and knees. And he was a little guy, too. He was like a little featherweight. Probably weighed like 82 pounds. But, yeah, can't be jumping off of things. Can't be jumping off stages for 20 years. You know, eventually things break. But, yeah, I like Prince. It's good. We should probably listen in a little more to the song. I don't know. All the critics love you in New York. You guys see what happened in New York today? Like, the sky is rust. Like, the Canadians had a fire, and all of a sudden it made it down to New York City, and nobody can see anymore. This is what's happening now in 2023. New problems. You know what's funny? It's not even New York's problem. It is now, but it was Canada, you know? And all of a sudden, New York has to pay for it. It's kind of like COVID 2023. Start a wildfire in Canada and then shut New York down. Let's listen to the rest of the song. Chris Earle's here with you until 7 p.m. Happy birthday, Prince.
Your pride. but I got to. Got to hurt him. Gonna hurt him.
You better take your woman and hide. Hide. I'm about to.
Tell me what you're about to do, boy.
Got to, got to.
Show you what's really good.
Show you what's really good.
Break you off like you knew,
like
I would.
You knew I would.
I got a brand new dance.
I got a brand new dance.
And it's called a working. Working up a black sweat.
I'm working.
Working up a black sweat.
I'm working.
Yes.
is Tom Jones with The Art of Noise with Kiss here on Prince's 65th Birthday Bash with Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford. I'm feeling a little off today, a little tired. Woke up a little tired. I think it's this 4 or 5 days in of, hey, where's June? I think it's that. Could be that. I don't know. Anyway, busy day. Came in, going to throw out some Prince songs and some other Prince stuff. And, of course, Prince had a big hit with Kiss. It was a number one hit, and Tom Jones is always great. And I saw him down in Vegas once, Tom Jones. Fantastic. Like, women were throwing underwear and bras at him and stuff. Like, new and used. I'm like, ooh. I'm like, ooh, gross. And it's like the one time I actually saw a white man turn into a black man. Like, Tom Jones had... He was so tan. He was a black man. I'm like, what happened? I'm like, what? I'm like, this is pretty cool. Like, he transitioned from a white man to a black man all the way to the MGM Grand in Las Vegas back in the early 2000s. I think he's still alive. Is he? Tom Jones? I know Prince is dead, but Tom Jones, I think he's still alive. I know the Art of Noise is still alive. They're not doing much. Let's check in on Tom Jones. What's he doing? Welsh singer born in 1940. He's still going, yeah. He's 83. Like, who wants to see him now? That's like going to see my dad sing on stage. Like, no thanks. But when I saw him, he was like the ripe old age of 63, and he was still doing pretty good. But I would have liked to have my dad here. You know, he used to come on to time travel, and he used to talk, and we used to have nice Father's Day together, and we have all kinds of, like, some wonderful cuts over the years. But he's like too far to go. He flew all the way in from South Carolina, but he couldn't make the extra cut to get to Medford today from Bedford. Medford to Bedford was too much for Dad. So it's all right. No big deal. I even offered to drive him in. No, he's home like mowing his lawn in the rain. Anyway, happy birthday to my dad. That was back in February, and happy Father's Day, because I don't think I'm going to see him on Father's Day. I have a feeling he's going to fly back to South Carolina. So anyway, today's the Prince show instead, Dad. It could have been the Father's Day show. It could have been an ode to Paul Earle. And I got all kinds of like Paul Earle quotes. I got a little book to get you for Father's Day before you leave, and we'll have to get to that another time. But today it's all about Prince, and happy birthday to Prince, 65 years old. I hope I make it to 65. It's right around the corner, but still kind of far away for me. But who knows? We'll see. Hopefully I won't be here at WMFO. I've had enough time here. I'm bored. You know, you're not bored unless you're boring, I say. But I'm starting to get bored. It's like, yeah, I've done it. I did it all. You know, did it all, man. Did it all. I'm ready for what's next, what's to come. You know what's funny is, like, I see people and they're doing the same things for years and they never get any better. Like, what do you still do that for? It's awful. I saw it, like, in the comedy world all the time. Like, what do you still do that for? And it's mental illness. That's what it is, everybody. Mental illness. Everybody has a little mental illness. It's just a matter of how you deal with it. How crazy are you? Prince was pretty crazy, but genius. Genius. He was a dancer. He was a lover. He was a writer. He was a fighter. He was pretty good. What kind of Prince is on the next song, you might ask? Well, it's going to be, I was going to do Strange Relationship, but no, I'm going to do Prince and Third Eye Girl. It's funk and roll. This is cool. It was an instrumental one of Prince's last albums, Plectrum Electrum, when he had three girls with him, three women. And they were on guitar and bass and drums, and it was awesome. They were a really good band, and I get to see them live before he passed away. Anyway, this is Funk and Roll, Prince and Third Eye Girl. Happy 65th birthday to Prince. You feel like listening to something, you feel like making a request to tell me a Prince story, 855-915-WMFO, here with you till 7 p.m. Thanks for listening.
Never mind the past.